Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney has withdrawn his proposal for a real estate tax increase to fund the school district after the state legislature agreed to higher than expected school funding. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Mayor Kenney sent a letter to City Council President Darrell Clark saying he'd requested the 0.45% increase in real estate taxes to keep the district from having to make painful cuts that would set students back. But the state funding will eliminate the district's deficit, and so the tax increase is not needed this year. He says, however, it may be needed in the future.
The tax increase seemed unlikely to pass. Clark had previously warned the school board not to count on it for its budget. New Jersey officials are encouraged by overall progress in controlling spread of the coronavirus, but there is concern about an increase in hospitalizations. 365 people entered hospitals Wednesday for treatment of COVID-19, most of them up north. That's the largest number in a week, and it gives Governor Phil Murphy more than a little concern.
We have expected this increase in new hospitalizations given the weekend, but we are going to watch these numbers closely over the coming days to see if there may be a deeper meaning to them.
Not to suggest people were misbehaving, although Murphy won't rule that out. Rather, there could be a statistical lag given the Memorial Day holiday. A Philadelphia man has been charged in the death of a 9-year-old boy who authorities say accidentally shot himself inside his Germantown home earlier this week. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
It was just about 9:30 Tuesday night when the 15-year-old brother of 9-year-old Rajiv Ingram heard a bang inside an upstairs bedroom along 20th Street near Nedro Avenue, and authorities say that's when he found his little brother shot in the face. Detectives interviewed the child's mother and her live-in boyfriend, 30-year-old Saeed Booker, and sources say that's when the man admitted it was his weapon.
Booker has now been charged with involuntary manslaughter, endangering the welfare of a child, and reckless endangerment, as well as tampering with evidence. Investigators are trying to get to the bottom of a 5-alarm fire that tore through a historic church in the city of Chester. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Crews starting at 2:30 in the morning spent hours blasting water at the old Third Presbyterian Church here at 9th and Potter, which has been an institution here in Chester since it first opened in 1896. This hasn't been an active church in years. It was abandoned before the Chester Historical Preservation Committee bought the building and planned to do renovations, according to member Michael Feelock.
There was a lot of work that needed to be done, but some of the architecture, some of the stained glass in there are irreplaceable.
The outer walls of the church are standing, but the roof collapsed. In November, the building was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says he will sign a short-term spending plan that would postpone this year's budget battle until fall. With revenues currently in a tailspin due to the pandemic, it provides funding at 2019-2020 levels for the first 5 months of the new fiscal year in most cases, while education would get a full 12 months. But Chester County Democrat Andy Dinneman says the education funding is inadequate.
My concern that the only way many of these school districts will take care of this is by raising property tax rates.
Meanwhile, Senator Vincent Hughes of Philadelphia and Montgomery County offered this.
Ask those who rise in opposition one question. What's your alternative?
Unlike the House, the temporary budget passed the Senate with strong bipartisan support, 44-6. Bucks County elections officials say they've processed 100,000 mail-in ballots and are still working on getting them mailed out. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports.
Bucks County Chief Clerk Gail Humphrey says in 2016, the county processed 6,000 mail-in ballots. Tuesday was the deadline to apply for mail-ins.
We received about 3,000 applications just that day alone.
She says some of those voters may not get their ballot until Monday. The county has drop boxes available at the county government buildings in Doylestown, Levittown, and Quakertown available Saturday through Monday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Officials say masks will be mandatory for in-person voting, and they will be available at polling places across Bucks County. And get ready to pay more to travel along New Jersey's three major toll roads. Officials have approved a plan to increase tolls along the New Jersey Turnpike, Garden State Parkway, and Atlantic City Expressway in September. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.